starting this thing all over again, Jacob?
It's great. It's really exciting to be back. It's always fun when football's in the air. And just like the fans, we get excited about it. We get revved up and ready to go. So it's going to be fun.
It's good.
Obviously, new coaching staff brings some changes with it, but football is football. So you go out there, you work as hard as you possibly can. You try and be a great teammate, and obviously, with the new staff, you want to get in the playbook as much as you can to learn the system. But the best part about training camp is that every day is an opportunity to get better. So every single day that I step on the field, you get a chance to work on a skill, you get a chance to work on a technique, and you get to improve, and you get a few weeks to do so. So there's really no time of the year quite like training camp where you can really dramatically improve throughout just a few weeks.
AJ, what's it mean to have Andre around the teammates? He was up here talking.
Right, it's good.
He said it's a great feeling right now in this locker room.
Yeah, it's obviously good to have your whole team here.
Can you describe what it was like with your teammates when Andre walked in and the reception that he got?
I mean, it's good to have him back, you know. Never really like to make too big of a deal of it. He's a great football player, and we're very excited to have him on our team.
KJ, what should the expectations of this team this year be? Is this a playoff team, do you think?
We're looking to get as good as we can get every single day. We're going to work every day to be as good as we can be. So it all starts Saturday. We're going to go out to the practice field, and we're going to try and improve that day, and then Sunday, and then Monday. So it's not the answer you want to hear, but that's what we're going to do.
Said in just a couple hours he realized a different feel around here that he hasn't seen in the past with the Texans. Did you have that similar feeling that it's just towards winning a different culture? When did you kind of pick that up?
I think anytime you change staffs, there's obviously going to be things that change. Obviously there's a little bit different feel. It's a good coaching staff. We have a good staff. They work very hard. They're energetic. They're very smart. And it's going to be fun to play for them.
With the new staff and the new defense, do you find yourself a little more energized coming into this camp?
Did I lack energy last year? That's my answer. I feel like I'm always energized. You know, I get to play this game. You never know when it's going to end. You never know. Some kids, their career ends in high school. Some kids in college. Some people only get to play a few years in the league. Some people get to play a long time. So as long as I get an opportunity to play this game, I'm going to cherish it, and I'm going to be energized to play it because there's so many people out there that wish they could play it. There's so many thousands and thousands of people out there that would love to be in our position. So it would kind of it'd be awful of me to waste the opportunity or to take it for granted. So, of course, I'm going to take every single day for what it is, and I'm going to try and make the most of it.
JJ, where are you at in the 2-gap 3-4 and adjusting to it and kind of changing a little with it?
I'm learning the defense. I'm doing my best to get in the playbook and make sure I understand it and make sure that we're doing what Coach Cornell asks. And I'm going to go out there. I'm going to try and make plays like I always do.
How much are you looking forward to playing with Clowney?
I'm looking forward to playing with all my teammates.
I mean, just having a new guy that's number one draft pick, it's got to be a little bit exciting to see, you know, what he can do and what he can add to the team.
It'll be exciting to see all the rookies and to see how they perform and how they handle the situation. You know, training camp's a good time for rookies to get their feet wet. Once we finally put the pads on, it'll be a good opportunity to see how they perform in a situation like that. So it'll be exciting.
Did you do anything else outside of the box in the 4 weeks before camp started that you haven't done before?
I really enjoyed this 4-week period. I went back to Wisconsin and really kind of kept a real low profile, just trained. Got a chance to hang out with my family and friends. Didn't do a whole lot. Right at the end, I spent 2 days in Los Angeles to do a couple things here and there. But really, for the entire 4-week block up until those last 2 days, it was in Wisconsin just kind of working away, staying quiet, laying low. And to be honest, it was one of my favorite off seasons yet because that's what it's about for me. That's when I have the most fun, when I'm hanging out with my family and friends and when I'm training to get prepared.
Change anything about the way you wanted to prepare your body or work out or anything like that?
No, not really. I feel like trying, obviously every year come in as big, fast, and strong as you possibly can. Try and gain muscle mass and keep quickness and speed and explosion along the process. Just come in the best athlete I can be and let them decide how they want to use that and do what I can, but just trying to be a good leader, trying to provide a good example and help the young guys along the way and be the best teammate I can be going into this year, and really looking forward to the opportunity. So should be fun. Looking forward to seeing you guys. Make sure you stay cool out there.
Thank you.